Actually, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Ma'am, we're just conducting a short survey on state and national issues. Can you be so kind to share your opinion and be brief, not even 5 minutes of your time? Are you registered to vote as a Republican in the state of Maryland?
Yeah.
Thank you. And now, how likely are you to vote in Maryland Republican primary election for the U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote, likely will vote, or may not vote?
Yes, I'm going to vote.
Definitely? Should I record that as your answer?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, can you please tell me if you recognize the person? And if you do, can you tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of that person, okay? And if you don't recognize the name, you let me know so we can move on. The first one is Robin Ficker. Do you recognize the name?
What was that name?
Robin Ficker?
No.
Okay. How about Larry Hogan?
Favorable? Hogan? Yeah.
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Neutral.
Okay. And how about Chris Chafee? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
No, I've not heard of them.
How about Donald Trump? Very, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
No, not favorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, from who would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Ukraine? You strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Yeah, we support that.
Strongly or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Strongly. And do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Israel? Strongly support that? Somewhat support? Somewhat opposed?
Strongly. Strongly.
Okay, thank you. And when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Securing and protecting our southern border. Is that issue very important to you? Somewhat important? Not too or not at all important?
Yes, important.
Very or somewhat important?
Very.
Okay. How about the issue of job creation and economy development? Very, somewhat, not too or not at all important issue to you?
Very.
And economy issues, inflation, family budget, and debt. Very. Somewhat, not too, or not at all important issue?
Very.
And energy independence for this country?
Very.
Okay. Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump, is that issue very important to you? Somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Not at all.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Moving right along. I do appreciate your patience. Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about the U.S. Senate candidate, Robin Ficker. After each, can you please tell me if that information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you, okay? Now, Robin Ficker will use his position as a U.S. senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him, or no effect?
Much less.
Much less, okay. And Robin Ficker, he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Will that make you much more, somewhat less, or much less likely to support him?
Much less.
Much less. And Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. If this makes you somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for him?
Much less.
Much less. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a bit of information at the U.S. Senate candidate, Larry Hogan. After each, can you please tell me if that information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference to you, okay? Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you much less likely to vote for him?
Much more.
Okay. And Larry Hogan said he's running for Senate, not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Did this make you much more, somewhat less, or much less?
Much more. Much more.
As the governor, Larry Hogan, locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors keep their states open. This piece of information will make you to support him much more, somewhat less, or much less?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you, ma'am. Now, to finish this up, I will ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for who would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
And generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Moderate.
Moderate? Very moderate or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And the last few questions, just for a statistical purpose only, so we can finish. And which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
60 and over.
Okay. Thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Very kind of you, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.